106.5 Mountain FM. Rob Murray here with our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Shed a little tear for the Tour of Alberta bike tour. Okotoks and Airdrie don't want it. They went to those councils and, hey, would you pay us, say, $150,000 for the privilege of hosting our little bike tour in our community? And they're like, sorry, we've already made our budgets. It's not in the budget. Isn't the Tour of Alberta supposed to come to the Bow Valley in its inaugural year back in 2013, wasn't it?
There was parts of the race that were supposed to come through Kananaskis. I think we had a similar request to Canmore Council to pay for the privilege of having the race actually make it here to the community. Yeah. And anytime you were coming to a municipal council outside of its budget process asking for money, you got to have your hat on for a tough ride.
Yeah.
My other problem with this is you want us to pay you to hold your event here?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure that that's the model I want to see working in the Bow Valley. I know events like Ironman in Whistler are paid by that municipality over $100,000 to hold that event there. I question that.
Plus, I mean, you know, we're a cycling community. We can just sort of do our own thing, and we do. There's another sort of cycling event, and there's an article in the Outlook this week about something that's being proposed here in the, I don't think it's this year, next year, is that correct?
2017.
Yeah.
This is an example, I think, of an entrepreneur seeing a need and addressing it through developing an event. An event that celebrates and tries to bring together instead of just trying to draw in numbers and dollar signs.
So how is this different than the other cycling events that are already taking place in the Bow Valley?
The owner of the event, which received a significant grant to pursue development of it, Wanda Bogdane, is developing this event to be about cycling as a culture. And I think that over the next year, we're going to see plans and partnerships, those synchronicities within our cycling community really come together to create a first of its kind experience of cycling culture here in Canmore. To me right now, it's a blank slate of possibilities. But with how much we love biking and getting around on those two wheels, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.